Protesters in India have been tear gassed and caned by police as they tried to march on the nation's parliament. What's been happening in New Delhi?
There have been some really chaotic and violent scenes, Sally. Thousands of youth-led protesters trying to march on parliament, calling for the education minister to resign in India. This is the latest demonstration of this relatively new cockroach Janata Party movement. It's been capturing the frustrations of millions of young people across India, and it has become one of these rare, large-scale protest movements in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third term. The trigger, though, for this specific protest was police forcibly removing a prominent hunger-striking activist. They took him to hospital on the weekend, and in response, we've seen thousands of activists descend on Parliament ahead of the monsoon session this week. Now, they didn't have permission to rally, and the police response was incredibly strong. There are images of, you know, police caning and tear gassing protesters on the street. Here is what one unnamed protester told reporters.
We were breaching the barricades to march ahead. We were doing a peaceful march. We were doing nothing wrong. We had no weapon in our hands. We were just marching forward. Suddenly, the police broke into a scuffle with us and fired tear gas shells at us. There were women, children and elderly people who were blinded by the gas for 5 to 10 minutes, and the crowd almost trampled them.
So protesters have alleged a whole number of people have been injured in these demonstrations, Sally. They say that the police response was incredibly intense. There are reports as well, though, in local Indian media that some protesters were throwing stones. So clearly a really tense scene. We'll have to wait and see if they are repeated again today when India wakes up in a few hours.
So Luke, what's the backstory to this movement? Because it's only a few months old. It was in response to a scandal regarding examinations, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a really interesting start for a protest movement. The National Eligibility Entrance Test. It's this annual exam that students sit to try and get into medical schools all across the country. It's sat by millions of students every year. Sometimes you see images of Indian students sitting various exams, entrance exams to get into courses. There were images of, you know, thousands of students sitting on a runway in one case. This exam sat in a whole number of places. But in May, it was the centre of one of the biggest controversies to ever face the Indian education system. A number of exam papers were allegedly leaked, and that caused outrage. There were widespread concerns that the results, wouldn't be fair, that, you know, some people may have had the answers, some people didn't. After a number of students were told that their initial results wouldn't count, tragically, several students died by suicide, and it really exposed the level of anguish and tension around this subject in the community. There were several arrests made, and 2 million students eventually had to sit replacement tests. But those deaths are what spurred on this youth-led protest movement. The Cockroach Janata Party, it's not actually a political party, it's just a youth-led protest movement, and it plays on the name of the Prime Minister's own Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP. And it references comments from the country's Chief Justice. He said that out of work young people, he referred to them as cockroaches. He says those comments have been taken out of context, but the satirical name, the Cockroach Janata Party, was made, and they created a website. Now, on there it says that, you know, to be part of the party, you've got to be lazy, unemployed and young. India has, one of the world's largest cohort of youth, people aged between 15 to 29. It is the largest in the world. And a lot of people struggling to find employment, particularly with university places so tight. That's why we see so many millions sitting tests like this. So this movement has since garnered tens of millions of followers online, and it is drawing thousands of protesters to the street. And the central call right now is for the Prime Minister to ditch his education minister and, quote, hold him accountable for the collapse of India's education system. That's what many are saying. He has reportedly met with the Home Secretary in the last day, but Sally, there are no signs that he is about to lose his job. We'll have to wait and see if this protest continues this week.